This is Awesome Etiquette from the Infinite Guest Podcast Network and presented by VPR. I'm Daniel Post-Senning.
And I'm Lizzie Post from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one.
I recently visited a restaurant for the first time and made my reservation via an online app. I was a little surprised when the reservation confirmation noted time parameters that diners were expected to adhere to. For example, two diners were allotted 1.25 hours, four diners 1.75 hours, and six 2.25 hours. I understand that they want to accommodate as many diners as possible in an evening, but am I wrong for feeling that the specificity of the time limits was a bit gauche? Perhaps this is how things are done now, and I'm just unfamiliar with the practice. Denise.
I don't think I'd want to frequent a place that asks me to please keep track of my time and leave quickly. Like,
this
really?
Is pretty terrible.
I think it's gross. This would never stand in Europe, by the way. I mean, I know we're not in Europe, but this would never stand in Europe where you have hours, hours, hours at a restaurant. I mean, you basically like commandeer a table for the whole night.
And as an American, you need to learn that you need to ask for your check.
Yes.
In order
to
conclude the meal.
Move things along. Yeah.
But in the States, it's more common to have people moved along. I'm reminded of a story, I think it was 60 Minutes, and I'm remembering it from high school. And it was a restaurant that was putting hourglasses on the table.
Oh,
and when
my
people
word.
Sat down, they'd flip the hourglass over. And they were playing with this idea. It was supposed to be fun. And
oh.
It was terrible also.
Yeah.
It was terrible back then. I think it's terrible now. I think it's perfectly reasonable for a restaurant to track the way it builds reservations. I think internally, having these kinds of metrics would be really useful. But
externally, not so much.
Imposing them on your customers, I think, starts to cross the line where it makes me less comfortable.
So there are some things that restaurants do that I think what happens is they get too stuck in the management of a restaurant and they forget that the experience of the customer is actually what's going to bring the customer back. And what drives me nuts are things like, well, we save money if you hold on to your silverware and use your first course silverware for your second course. So, okay, you want me to hold on to dirty silverware, oftentimes without a bread plate or something to put it onto, so that I can use my silverware from one dish with another dish. And I just think that's imposing a lot of what works for the restaurant onto the customer, as opposed to thinking what works for the customer so that they have a good experience and want to come back to the restaurant. And I liken what's going on here to that. I think this is, again, sure, that works for you so that you can get good turnover. I don't want to come to your restaurant and feel rushed. I wouldn't dine at a place like this.
This is the role of good service. If your serving staff is trained well, they can keep meals moving. And there's no way to force someone to leave a table, but you can definitely keep service happening in a timely fashion that's going to allow you to schedule and plan reservations in a way that's consistent, that's dependable, where you don't have people waiting for tables that they've reserved ahead of time.
I would rather see this restaurant focus on telling its servers, hey, 10 minutes after you've cleared all the plates, that's when you should offer to bring them the check or offer to get something else or to wrap things up and see if that encourages the table to turn over. And if it doesn't, then ride it out. The question here is, was it a bit gauche? I think it was gauche. And is this just how things are done now? No, absolutely not.
I couldn't agree more. I want to leave us with an etiquette positive thought.
I like that idea.
We oftentimes say etiquette's best when used as a tool for self-assessment. I think this is a great moment to say to yourself, no, that's not the best behavior for a restaurant. There are times where I find myself sitting somewhere and there's clearly a crowd behind me. And I will say, you know, it's time to clear this table. And I can make the space available for a restaurant that's really going to appreciate that. No need to linger. Now, I'm not saying you have to leave. I'm just saying there are moments when it occurs to me to free up a space so a restaurant can use that table. Denise, we hope that helps and that you enjoy your next meal wherever you decide to dine.
You can listen to our full-length weekly podcast anytime. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.
Awesome Etiquette is recorded at Vermont Public Radio and produced by Infinite Guest.